Wow.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Okay, can we not do the killer British people today? Don't forget to put that in your bag too.
Okay.
Yes, I love the British people.
Yo, what up?
That's
going to
be my bucket list trip. One of my bucket list trips. I definitely want to go to England.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
And snatch me up an Englishman.
English is not available, Nick.
I don't want no Englishman because their teeth ain't right. They don't got no good. Their teeth is hard.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what do you
That's
think
right.
American men are? There's a lot of American men that ain't got no clean. Listen, there are a lot of American guys that don't have no good teeth either.
No,
I
know.
That's
what I'm just
not.
Saying.
Nah,
the
right.
British,
nah.
The British people are well, as far as I've seen, or the stereotype or joke that I have heard, you know, that they usually don't, you know, their teeth are not too good.
Oh, yeah, but that's
they're
all
always
going
to say something. Listen, I love the accent, and I'm going to snag me either a British man or an Australian man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
You're going to the
No. Not Crocodile Dundee. Hugh Jackman.
Mm.
Okay,
yes.
Anyway,
welcome to another edition of the menu. It is Brother C, Nicole, aka The Agenda, Mika, and Fabulous Big Red.
Yes.
Why am I The Agenda?
Because you have an agenda, apparently.
Sexual terrorist number two.
Sexual terrorist number two.
Oh, I
mean, Mika is sexual terrorist number one.
That's crazy.
I totally resent that. I am not one.
I have the agenda. Oh, my God.
That's right, Nick. She said, I'm going to own up to my name. Forget that.
But I am not one. See, there's a difference between that and being an explorer. I am an explorer.
Okay, Dora.
Okay. Mika, a.k.a. Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, see,
exactly.
Dora the Explorer. That sounds right.
Really?
That sounds good.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, you know what? Forget it. Call me the terrorist again. I'll take that.
Oh, now you're the terrorist.
I'd rather take terrorist.
Like Dora. Sound like Dora.
I mean, not Dora. They're the same
right? You know what, Nick? You know what? You
ain't
but a hot...
Swiping.
Whoa. Hey, I like swiping. Thank you much. I swipe all the time.
You're going to put your picture up in the newspaper, in the supermarket now.
No, that's beside the point.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
How's everybody doing today?
We're here.
Surviving.
Thank you, Nick. We're surviving.
More than that.
Why?
All right, you know what? Real quick before we get into our topic, a friend of mine gave me a call today because they were concerned. I guess they were concerned about a post that I just recently put up on Facebook. And it was basically about people entitled, people at jobs. And it's like, just because you have a title or, you know, you're a boss doesn't mean that you can't get your ass kicked. Like, my
That's
whole
right.
attitude is this. If you're not about that life, don't let that title put you in a situation where you might get your shit smacked.
Well, see, it's like that. It's like that one scene in Clerks where Randolph and what's his name were arguing about title dictating behavior. Your title does not dictate your behavior. You can
Unfortunately,
have
it does.
It shouldn't.
Yeah, but especially with our people and our women, it does.
It does. Definitely does.
Black bitches don't know how to act.
Nope.
And I don't give a fuck who gets offended. Because a lot of them, as soon as I see a black supervisor, I cringe. Because I know, here comes the project. And then the first thing that come out their mouth, I go to church. Well, I hope you burn in hell.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Yeah, they be quick to pull that card. Oh, God bless
exactly.
you and all that stuff. Yeah,
no
but you
problem,
being
no.
evil, you being evil as hell to everybody else, but then you all have a nice day and bless you. No, don't bless me, because you might be blessing me to hell. No, don't do that.
Exactly.
You might be damning
one.
Me to hell. Don't do that.
No.
But you know what? I have one that, listen, my direct supervisor is one. And she's not, I guess she's that rare one because she actually isn't.
Yeah, she can be tense sometimes. But, honey, if you had the owner of our company is a very intense man. So everyone works underneath him. And mind you, his wife is a partner in the company. We all feel the tension, you know. But she doesn't let her title, but at the end of the day, I got to be honest, she doesn't let her title get to her.
Well,
so
your title.
It's a rage thing.
Well, your title shouldn't allow you to speak out of line, to yell at someone.
Oh, absolutely not. Your title should not
down.
Give you. Your title should never give you license to. Exactly. It shouldn't give you license to be a complete jerk. No way.
No,
I'm being nice because my son is near me.
My whole thing is to all the people who think that the title or uniform or whatever that they wear it makes them a man or a woman, like you see a bald, still bigger.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
I really think that you need to rethink your life. And,
I agree. Especially if you took a test.
Well, here's the thing.
Especially if you took a multiple choice test, then you were not all bad. You just got lucky. It's not like you was appointed. So
yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, not for nothing, it's a shame that a lot of us let that title go to our heads. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
But I feel that they do that because I think, though, like I said, like I always talk about.
But then again, I don't need that much control in my life either.
I think it's a control thing, but it's also because people have, I think
low
it's because they have, yeah, low self-esteem. They never had any attention in their lives. You know, I think they haven't had any attention, so that's the only way. Like, it's like, oh, I have a title now, so people are going to start paying me, attention, or they're going to like me, or they're going to, you know, whatever.
No, as a matter of fact,
but
depending on who
like
you are
you
with that
you
title,
nice.
You're an idiot.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Absolutely.
You could be nice, you understand? You get that people will respect you more and look out for you more when you're nice.
Exactly. Oh, no doubt.
Like
no
my,
doubt.
Well, like my mother always used to say, you could catch more flies with honey than you can with shit, so.
I know that's right.
Well,
it depends on the season.
But you have people out there who are determined to be evil.
Miserable fuss and driving with them?
Exactly. They want to do wrong to everyone, you know.
And it's funny you should say that, because I just had that happen at the office. It wasn't with me. Absolutely not with me. There's a dude there. Let's call him Dottie.
Dottie.
But I'm gonna tell you why I'm referring to him as Dottie, because there was a young girl that was a temp there who now is a full time employee. She just got off at the position. Whatever. But for the 10 months that she's been there, Dottie has tried everything to get this girl fired. Dottie works in finance. The girl was temping throughout the entire office. She was everybody's admin. Dottie had it in her head that because she was an employee there, that she could talk down to this girl and try everything she could to get her fired. When the girl got offered the position and the girl accepted, Dottie's face was red. But Dottie spent the past 7 months trying to get her fired, trying to get me caught up. I squashed that real fast. Don't play with me.
Like some people just don't understand
their
language.
But Dottie thought her position, mind you, she doesn't even have a real title. She's a grunt like the rest of us. So she can kiss that goodbye. But the fact that she tried that and then she ended up with egg on her face was the perfect cosmic payback as far as I'm concerned. you know. Your title doesn't dictate, it should never dictate who you are, especially in a professional environment. It should never dictate who you are. Because as soon, as easy as you got that, is as easy as you can lose that. People tend to forget that. I don't put myself that high up on the pedestal because I know as quick as they hide my black behind, I'll be going just as fast. And they will not bat an eyelash, and they won't care. The world will keep spinning in that place if you don't.
Well, look at it like this. Most of these people are ass-kissers and brown noses. They stay on their knees. They do whatever. They despise. They do whatever it takes to make themselves feel good. But really, if you think about it, who's going to trust you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The same people.
And you should never be that
you,
beat anyway.
Yeah, anybody who wants you to be a rat, like they're not going to trust you because you're a rat.
Exactly.
Common sense should have told you that one.
Well, that's the thing. They're so hooked on the fact that this person is going to hook me up, or this person is going to do this.
They're going to hook me up.
No, I'm good. Like, I'm good.
Nobody
I'm good.
Respects or trusts a rat.
Nope.
Exactly.
That's right.
So, as for our topic tonight, and before we go into topic, I want to say, give a shout out to a group that just added me on Facebook called Black Long Island.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to the world of menu, where this is communication at its best. There's a lot of people who will sit here and probably listen to the show and judge it.
As a matter of fact,
say that it's ghetto or this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Listen, Kick Rock. It's not ghetto. This isn't any different from your little backyard or behind the closed doors conversation. Everybody has it. You know, everybody needs to get stuff off each other. And some people just don't, but that's your problem, not mine. Because I'm going to get it off my chest. I'm going to speak
that. If they had a problem, they should have called up on the show and said something.
No. I'm just saying in general. I'm just laying it out there. Whether it's new listeners or old listeners, I'm just saying, like, the menu is not about, you know, it's not about any type of ethical or race related. It's all topics. It's all communication.
Wait a second. Hold up. All right. Wait. Before you continue, so basically, you got an email from an angry person. Is what I'm hearing.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't get an email from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving.
I'm wondering where this is coming from, because I'm about to say they can't pull up, but okay.
No,
this is what I'm saying.
No.
Word up.
No, this is coming from somewhere.
See, Brother B, you got to understand something. You have three women that have no problems with telling someone to get bent, twisted, and go kick rocks in the middle of the Atlantic.
I know.
That's right.
Hello.
So therefore, you say stuff like this, all our antennas go up.
Exactly.
I just want to reiterate. Because, you know, we do pick up people that listen, whether they call in or not. So I just want to say thank you for listening. But this is what the menu is about. It's about good old getting it off the chest conversation.
Exactly.
Nobody here has to hide anything.
Some may get offended.
Yeah, some may get offended. You may not, but it's life. So you live.
Take the stick out of your ass and deal with it.
Yeah. So, with that being said, tonight's topic, when is it time to have the talk?
You said when is a good time?
You
said when is a good time to have a talk?
Yeah, and I'm just going to say never.
Are you talking about age-wise?
I say
as early. I'll just say it like this, as early as you feel that you should have the talk. When the child starts asking questions or see certain things or whatever, I think you should talk to them. You talk to them whenever you feel that they need to have that talk. Because I say like this, at the way these kids, the advancement they are now, like especially these young ones, they know a lot more than we give them credit for.
This is true.
You know, they know a lot more than we give them credit for because what they see on TV, what they, you know, even, you know, down to the cartoons. And I say, you know, you just, like, you start off teaching them about their own body from when they're young. And I say as young as 2 and 3 years old.
But hold on. Who's mixing something? Because whatever you're mixing, you better bring me a plate, damn it.
Who,
who's
me?
Who's
ooh, not me.
I don't know if you're scraping. I'm like, what's going on?
Who's
here?
Mixing?
I don't hear nothing. Only thing I was hearing is a wind tunnel.
What, Mika, what you doing? You see the one you think yourself. You better,
something.
No, it better.
Actually, okay, well, listen. I'm going to gross you out real fast, and then we can go. I was actually in the middle of changing my clothes. Yeah,
well,
just because you need a brother
like
be
mixing.
That image.
Well, that sounds like you mixing something.
Yeah,
you
that's
mixing.
What I was going like you.
Listen, I got my air conditioner on. You know people like me do not like no damn heat.
Wait, it sounds like she making tuna fish or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to say, yo, I've got my crackers.
He's stupid.
Now
I'm in here mixing tuna fish with a, really? Okay.
It was either that
that's
or mashed
crazy.
Potatoes.
Oh, God.
Because I'm hearing some things.
So
like, can I get some?
Right?
Listen, super has a good team. And that's my piece of my damn bracelet. I got to send it back again.
Now you sound like Charlie Brown teacher.
Exactly.
Make
like,
Lord. Either you going to make it.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Like,
we don't want
to. Don't start with that iPhone crap, Android crap. Don't start.
You already know you're a sexual terrorist. So we don't need you to do nothing on those little Snapchats or video phones and stuff like that. Trying to raise money for the cause, okay?
Hey, listen. Give me some credit here. I would not do that on Snapchat. Thank you.
Listen,
I do it on YouTube like anybody else that's respectable.
I'm private. I don't do those things.
Okay, back to our topic. This is the menu. 347-324-3395 is the call-in number. Brother B, rocking with Mika, the sexual terrorist number one, a.k.a. Mr.
Dora the Explorer.
Y'all suck.
Nicole Allstar, a.k.a. Dora the Explorer. Nicole,
I do not like
AKA
that moniker.
The Agenda, and Big Red, a.k.a. Big Red. Okay.
You know what? I am protesting. I'm boycotting. I'm done now.
Just get back on it.
So when is it a good time to have the talk?
Never. I got a daughter.
When you feel the child is, like I said, when they start asking questions and, you know, and they see certain things, like I said, they see stuff. Huh?
They don't ask questions. They just listen to a damn R&B song. And they think,
Right, yeah. And then, like I said, some of these cartoons are very, you know, out there. So they,
Not be letting your kid watch it. Listen, do not let your child watch Japanese anime at least until they're about 13.
Well,
that would be my suggestion.
It don't even have to be that. Like I said, it's just the regular cartoons that they have, like SpongeBob and all the other little cartoons that come out. Yeah, a lot of them have a lot of sexual, overtone or undertone?
Undertones.
Well,
see, overtones, but you know what? The parents will pick it up quicker. With SpongeBob, our parents pick it up quicker than the kids. That's with SpongeBob.
Not all the time. Not if you sit your child in front of the TV and you go on for the day. No.
Well, see, I don't know about that.
I was going to say, we don't know nothing about that, but these this younger generation or these parents now, this is what they do. They sit the child in front of the TV, and they go and do what they have to do, and as long as the child is, oh, so-and-so, you, what you doing? I'm watching TV. That's it. You know what I'm saying? They don't.
No, now listen, don't get it twisted. My sons, listen, both my sons grew up watching TV, but I regulated what they watched, so I guess it's just like...
Donovan and Jackson both watch freaking Blue's Clues. Blue's Clues is awesome. I don't care what you people think. Blue's Clues.
I love it. That's what my oldest son. That's all he watches. Blue's Clues. Watching right stuff. You know.
Yeah, I did the Blue's Clues. I did freaking Dora the Explorer, Diego. I've done all of those shows. And when Jackson and Donovan were old enough to watch shows like SpongeBob. You know, that's when it got tricky because, as a matter of fact, neither one of them really likes SpongeBob like that now.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather watch, like, Teen Titans and Injustice and all of that. But my kids are comic kids.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, these younger kids are not even watching those type of... I mean, a lot... I'm not going to say that because there may be some parents that still let their kids watch, like, Channel 13 and Sesame Street and stuff like that. But a lot of them are not. They're not watching those shows. They're going straight to the SpongeBob. They ain't even watching those type of shows now.
How can you not introduce your child to Sesame Street? That's
right. Exactly.
There's no violence in it.
Right. It's not nothing exciting.
Actually, there
to
is
them.
Violence. There is violence. Let Bert and Ernie get into it. It gets mad violent real fast.
No, not Bert and Ernie. What's his name? Oscar Grouch is my man because he cussed you out of me. He said, "Oh, away from my can. What you
for
doing?"
Real?
I love
like,
him.
On,
he reminds me.
What?
He reminds me of myself. Get the fuck away from my can. Why are you bothering me?
Well, we know you can't put you on Sesame Street.
Hell no! Don't put me on it.
Either somebody with the can.
For real?
Yeah.
WrestleMania out this dude.
Right,
but,
Big Bird used to come by. He's like, "Yo, like, why are you here, Bird? What are you doing?
For
like, get out of here.
Why are you by my spot? Get up out of here, little son. Go out." But again, you know, like, and this is because I'm a parent, but I'm a kid, so I'll sit there and I'll watch the shows. And if I'm like, "Yeah, this is too much fun for you," you can't watch it. SpongeBob, honestly, I caught a lot of the stuff. The kids were just like, "Okay, what's so funny? We don't get it." I was like, "Perfect, don't get it." You know,
she's a perfect. Don't get it.
Yeah, well, now
you
got shows like American Dad. You got shows like American Dad.
Well, that's not
the kids. Right,
that's
Family
Guy.
Right.
Simpsons ain't for kids either.
So,
Simpsons
listen, as a parent, if you're letting your child watch that show, don't complain about censorship. Because you, as a parent, know better.
But see,
and if somebody got to tell you, you're the damn fool.
But see, the thing is, all right, this is what I mean by, okay, I feel as young as your child is, that's when you should start talking to them about having to talk about sexual stuff and whatever. My thing is this, you need to even teach them on their own, like with their own bodies. I say as young as maybe 2 or 3 years old, you should start teaching them, because you should start teaching them where somebody shouldn't be touching them and, where, you know, like where somebody shouldn't be touching them at that age.
Yeah.
And what's age
appropriate,
you know. You understand
but,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, no, you're right. Because especially with boys, I found that out. I have two. Oh, their bodies are so freaky. Like, it's gross. I'm not even going to tell you how many times I done walked in on morning wood. I'm like, oh, my God. Brother, do something with that. Grab an ice pack. Do something.
Right, you have to,
turn over.
Okay. You have to.
I got
turn
lost.
Over. Put the,
I'm lost now.
Put the pillow over you. Listen,
I'm lost.
You have a girl, so you don't.
You,
you
lost.
See, you have a daughter,
yeah,
so
well,
you
I
don't.
Just I just caught up now. Gotcha. Okay, keep moving.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you have a daughter, so you don't have to deal with this. You know, as a mother.
Yeah, but I got much more to worry about. Like, I had to sit there and ask her, like, yo, because she's 13. And her crimson tide hasn't come yet.
So oh,
what?
She's so lucky.
Her crimson tide. Her crimson tide.
Okay.
Yeah, I
said her period.
When he said that, that was, I had
what
to make sure.
What do you mean?
Sure,
you don't use those words around her.
I had to make sure that's what he said.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, now,
okay,
now
so
Nicole
clearly,
got something to say.
Okay, so clearly
yeah,
the three of us
tide.
Have to have the talk with her because he's a wuss. and he will never have to talk with her.
Well,
we need to have
all,
to talk,
no,
with her.
I won't talk to her about that.
No, I won't. No, I won't. Listen, I asked her if her mother had to talk with her.
No, because her mother's an idiot.
Yeah, but wait a minute. But she said, yeah, but I don't trust it.
I wouldn't trust it either.
Right.
But
so,
B, now this is the first time. I already told you I wouldn't say nothing. However, I'm going to say something to you. By you being a man and her daddy, I think you should talk to her. Because we don't have father figures. And a lot of shit we fucked up because of that. By you talking to her, you can guide her and let her know that these niggas will say anything to get the cookie. You know what I mean? You know, you understand? And I know how to be uncomfortable. I know
you're
not comfortable for you, but you need to say something.
Get him.
Hold on. Let me say something. There's no one time to say something because I ain't got no kids. But I'm just saying, I didn't have a dad. By you being in her life, I think you should say something. This is your opportunity to talk to her. Because once she gets her cycle, she's going to get hot in her ass. And you need to check her before she gets it.
And I told you, yo, Brother B, I told you before. I told you. I said, between 12 and 18 years of age,
your child
is going to be a totally different person. You ain't
woman.
Even. You're going to be looking at her like, yo, where did you come from? Who are you?
Exactly. Would you tell her, listen, you may want to choke her out once or twice. With the
she's not
going to
hear from it later.
Once or twice, you need daily.
Listen, Fred, I was trying to be nice.
She said once or twice. You're going to want to choke her out daily. What do you mean once or twice?
Because, listen, I remember my mother having a conversation with my cousin talking about, I'm going to beat that bitch's ass. I was like, what are you talking about?
but that's why I say he should say something, because girls are more clever than boys. You would, if your daughter's smart enough like a girl, you would never know she fucking. A boy is
really
stupid, he'll get caught. But a girl
really
is very good.
I sat her down the other day because this is the second time we had this talk.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time she came at me with, oh, gosh, Dad, I don't want to talk this now. I don't want to talk about this. I said, no. I got to talk. So I said, listen, did you get your situations yet? She said, she was like, I was like, just, you're with that once a month thing. And she was like, no, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, listen, I know at times it may seem uncomfortable, but I'm your father. I love you. I'm not judging you or anything. I just want to leave the door of communication wide open so that when you ever want to talk to me about something, you want to talk to me. Now, I remember I tried to get her into the habit of walking around with a care package, some bites, a couple of things that just in case if it happens while she's in school or wherever, she'll have it. So, you know what the little girl says to me?
What?
The little girl says, well, why do I need to have it? If it happens in school, I'm just going to call you so you can bring it to me. I said, whoa.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
You know why? Because
she
know he will do it. Dude, you're in trouble.
Yep. Exactly.
What about the folding the clothes? I said, yo, why you can't get your clothes folded in the drawer? She said, because I know you're going to do it because you fold
right.
clothes.
Big Red, I gotta do it. You are officially her bitch. That little girl, listen, and she know, listen, and I'm saying this because I'm a chick, and I know this, and she know that she got you, because no matter what,
at this point,
all she gotta do is say, Daddy,
and you going
to
jump.
How fast are you jumping?
And see, at this point right now, with all of that being said, what you said, this is why you're going to have that talk with her, and you're going to have to let her know that, listen, Daddy is not going to be around all the time. So
I
these
told
are personal.
Her that.
These are, wait a minute, but you're going to have
you're
to tell
her. And you living by it?
You tell, exactly. I was going to say, you telling her and you actually doing it is two different things. You have to let her know that, listen, you have to start carrying this stuff around, because when you are, as you're getting older, you're 13 now, when you get 14, 15 years old, I'm not going to be running up to no school or running here or running there to bring you these things. These are things that you need to have for yourself. These are things that you need to go to the store by, because guess what? I'm not saying that men won't do it, but the thing is, you shouldn't have to go into a store and go into Walmart or something and pick up pads. So these are things that she needs to know on her own.
I come out there with just a box of napkins. I don't know what to get.
No, you're stupid. No, that's what I'm saying. She needs to know what she wants to use, how she wants to use. Because guess what? She may not necessarily want to use pads. She might want to use tampons. She may want to use, you know, you understand what I'm saying? So she has to try to find something that's
going
to fit what she wants.
I've done a little bit of research, and for her being untouched, like tampons are no good. That's why I read.
No, not right now. That's what I'm saying. Not right now.
But Red, can we get him? Let's get him real fast.
But when she start using tampons, then I'm gonna jump in that ass and be like, yo, who you? What you using?
But you can't do that, because then you're
you
gonna
can't do that. That doesn't mean that she's doing anything because she's using tampons. A lot of women use tampons because, to them, it's a little more freedom, instead of worrying about, oh, I gotta go change, I gotta do that. You know, it's a little more freedom for them.
Especially if she gets into athletics.
Exactly.
And tampons is her best friend.
Not necessarily she doing something.
Does it come with it? Well, let me ask y'all this. Does it come with instructions? Because I don't know
yes.
anything about
this.
Yes,
it does.
And at the end of the day,
my thing is this, that's why I said, even though, like I said, it's just sad that her mother is the one that needs to be telling her that stuff. Her mother's the one that needs to be telling her that stuff. Not saying that you shouldn't be educated on, but her mother is the one, the main person that should be telling her about those things.
But you don't trust the mother.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's sad about
her.
I don't trust her
mother to give her the recipe to make cookies. I don't trust her. Nothing.
I wouldn't trust her.
That's the sad part about it.
I wouldn't trust her to teach her how to make peanut butter and jelly at this stage.
This is your mother. That's the person you're supposed to go to for those things. Are you kidding me?
Like I said, you her bitch. You might as well just get over it. Just accept it for what it is. Because
that's my daughter.
Brother B,
at this age,
you have to realize you're not going to be around all the time. I'm not talking about
She
has to learn to do these things on her own, because if she's out with friends, say she goes somewhere and she's out with friends and she has the crimson tie, what's she going to do, call you all the way from where she's at? Tell dad, you know, she could go away to college or go away to school or be on a trip somewhere.
You know,
and it happened. Right,
well,
what's she going to do?
Well, first of all, let's get back to this. After she gets her crimson tie, she's going to be hot in the ass. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. That's not entirely true. No. I don't think it's entirely true.
It's not entirely true, but she's going to start thinking about
stuff.
Listen,
I was still beating dudes up back then, so I...
I'm not saying that she's not, but if it's a particular boy that she may be interested in, yeah.
Not all boys got to be down now.
She told me she don't have time for boys. She's trying to be somewhere in life.
And we had that conversation with him. What did we both tell? You are going to change your mind. She's saying that now because she's 13.
Yeah.
When she gets 15, when she gets to high school, she see the basketball players, the football players, and all that stuff. Her whole mind's going to change. She's going to change it.
Maybe not. You know, that's the thing. We can't really predict them anymore.
And you know what?
At that stage,
that's when I'm going to start walking around on some Captain Caveman.
And I told you to stop doing that also.
I'm going to come up to the school with a bone.
But you can't do that.
But
you can't do that, fool. And I told you, do not do that. I told you don't do that because guess what? That's when they're going to even – that's when she's going to rebel
more.
She's going to rebel or she's going to be like, I love him. I'm going to – we running away. We going to Orlando. She going to Orlando.
What you going to do then? So, yeah, you better hurry up and have the real talk with her. If you have not had the real talk, have the real talk. What you got to surprise me that her mama didn't
start this talk off? Like, because that's the first. How do you start that off? It's not like me, like trying to start off a rhyme. Or
well,
something.
Let me. Well, see, with Don. Well,
so
well,
you're
with,
an
with,
idiot.
It's like you start off a rhyme.
But well, see, it's different for everyone. Like with me, I had a little kind of already foot in it because I was pregnant, so I had to tell him. I had to tell him the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
I just stopped giving him the entire lecture about a year ago.
You know what's so funny? With my son, I never really had to have this talk with them. It's just like, you know, I think my son, I don't remember really having a talk with them. It's just like, I think we spoke about those things all the time, so I think they just knew.
Yeah, but I think I feel better just having to sit down. Well, it depends on what age, you know. Well, I mean, most of us try to talk to our kids as often as we can, but I guess the better question is, at what age did your conversations with them change into more, can we say, mature content?
Yeah, that's what I'll get right to.
Who is that?
That gotta be bad applesauce. That's the
where is she? Nick?
Hello?
I'm here.
Nick? Is that you on the TV?
I'm on mute.
You
on mute? She on mute now.
Know. Oh Lord, I don't know what
well,
that was.
It was a weird
Why
thing. We love stuff
mute?
Like that. I don't know.
I don't know. She feels she has nothing to contribute because she doesn't have children. That's not what this is about. Whether you have children or not.
Children or not.
You
got nieces. Listen, I got, before I had my boys, I had my nieces. And I spoke, you know, I would speak to them once in a while, you know, about certain things that their mother didn't talk to them about.
Not my
which
business.
Which is generally how it goes.
They got their young parents.
She said, I'm not my business.
Oh, so, okay, so Nicole. Business. So now, so yeah. Nicole, so how should I approach my daughter about this? Now you don't have to mind your business.
It all depends on the kind of relationship you have. You have to fill out the situation. And
Me and my daughter tight.
Well, if you're tight, then you shouldn't have a problem with coming up with a way to talk to her. But I just think you should talk to her before she get interested in boys, because then
mm-hmm.
she's not going to want to hear from you later, because she's going to be
like,
you spoke to me then,
All right, so wait, what you're trying to say, like, I should just sit down with my daughter and be like, so, hey, babe, how you doing? How was school today? You know,
but they're trying with a movie.
You know,
put on a movie.
You know what I'm saying? Like, put on a
why
movie.
Why don't y'all go out? Why don't you take her to eat somewhere?
Oh, God.
Why don't you take her to eat somewhere? Why don't you take her?
I can't believe I'm having this talk right now. Oh, God.
Well, somebody needs to have it.
You got
to
do it.
You have to think you're the best person to do it because you are a man. You are her dad. You're
take her to eat somewhere. Go to Cold Stone or something like that and just sit down and talk with her.
And she trusts you, clearly, more than her mother.
Go to IHOP. Go somewhere where y'all would be comfortable and just sit down and be like, listen, I just want to talk to you about a few things when it comes to boys or whatever. You know, I know you didn't get your, you know, that thing yet, but when you start getting it, I just want you to know that, like we just said, you know, you're going to have to take care of those things on your own because I'm not going to be around to do it. That's
listen,
your personal.
I was just beefing at her in the streets the other day about wearing tight stuff. I said, you got a little booty growing. I said, why the hell you always got to be wearing something tight?
Wait a second. Hold up. You sat there and said to her, you got a little booty hanging out, blah, blah, blah. If you can sit there and say that to your child, you can have
exactly.
this talk with no problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
That
because that's shit that only a father
right
would
there.
Say or a mother
exactly.
would say.
Exactly.
Call
not
that. Like that.
But here's the flip
right
side
there.
Of it. I keep telling you, stop getting on her about that because I'm going to tell you right now. She's going to wear it. She's going to ignore it, and then she's going to wear something even. Like
well,
I said,
well,
as long as it's covered.
what bothers me.
I have a problem with it. Just explain why you have a problem with it. Don't just get on her and say,
right,
don't
explain
to her
why.
I told her. Listen, I told her. I told her. I said, you want dad. No, I told her. Hey, I didn't come out harsh. I said, baby, help me to help you, to help ourselves. Like, keep daddy out of jail. Keep daddy away.
Daddy's not going to
daddy out of jail.
No, wrong.
Listen,
wrong.
I wasn't done.
Wrong
I wasn't
answer.
Done. So tonight, she went somewhere with her mother. And she had on this tight dress that she just slid on. I'm like, what the? He's like, is your mother co-signed this? I'm like, Lord have mercy. Like, I'm going to jail.
Right.
Like, y'all might
and that's what I'm saying.
But there's your opportunity right there to
me,
talk to her about
right.
The
that's right. Exactly.
That
that's an opportunity to talk to her.
No,
about
I did have to talk. I did have
there's
a talk with her.
Right
yes.
There.
I did have a and talk with her. I said, I asked her, I said, Marie. And I came out calmly. I said, why do you, like, what's the thing about wearing tight stuff all the time?
Okay,
like,
let me
gotta,
explain to
you
that
start,
also. She can't help that. She can't help it. You know why? Because a lot of these stores now are not kid-friendly. They're not kid-friendly anymore.
Yeah,
I've seen even down to the 3 and 4 year olds. A lot of the clothing is not kid friendly anymore.
But then don't put them on. That's why you take your child with you to the store to try the shit on. And if that size is tight, then you go up.
Well, see, that's
I don't
the
hear
thing.
That.
No, it's not me because all my money goes to her mother. So I damn sure don't get to go take
because
a shot.
Because I understand.
And then look at
the aftermath of it.
And then look at this side. You have to realize something also. Like I said, she is 13 years old. A lot of her friends, maybe a couple of her friends, they might be more. A lot of them might be more developed than she is.
Or having sex.
They might, right. Or even they might be even say exactly. They might be even having sex already. Girls talk. They all talk. And like I told you, all it takes for is one boy to say, "Yo, you're pretty, you're cute, you're this, that, and the other," and that's when they start changing up on certain things, and especially the way that they dress. Now,
you can wear certain things, but it's the way
that you wear it. You can tell her, listen, you can wear that dress, but I want you to cover something or put something over. You can wear those tights or leggings, but make sure that the shirt comes down to at least your thighs or something like that. It's the way that you wear things. She can still wear the stuff, but it's the way that she's wearing it. But then once again, this is the shit that her mother is supposed to be telling her, not you. Her mother's supposed to be telling her how to dress certain things. This is what kills me about a lot of these women now, especially, and I'm going to say it like I always say, like even with a lot of women that I'm sure these mothers that have heavy-set young ladies, teach your daughter how to dress. She does not have to come, just because her friend is wearing a tight skirt doesn't mean she got to wear the same thing. Teach her to dress for her size. She shouldn't have all her stuff hanging out like that because, oh, my friend got it. No. It's a certain way you dress yourself.
I'm just saying, I walk with my daughter, and listen, she's 13. She still wants to hold daddy's hand when we cross the street or we walking down the block or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can see is daddy's girl. But then when I see the tight stuff, like, I'm not going to lie, when I watch my daughter walk and I'm looking to see who's looking at her because I'm about to take somebody's teeth out. Like, real talk. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? But I,
well,
as a man, I know how other dudes do. So I try to tell her, I say, listen, kiddo, cats is watching. Like, you're like Little Red Riding Hood, and you about to run into a wolf pack. I say, yo, you're a good-looking kid. You're growing up. You're starting to fill out a little bit. Like, yo, you gotta fly under the radar a little bit because all it's going to take is for either somebody, for me to not be around, and somebody says something slick or somebody try to grab your butt, and if I find out, all hell's going to break loose. Now, do you really want all hell to break loose from these hands? Because I have no problem with going to jail for you. But if I'm going to jail, I ain't coming out no more. So watch what you, I got to tell her, watch what you do. Help yourself. Help me to help you.
But there's going to come times it's going to happen and she's not going to say nothing. And you know why she's not going to say nothing? Because it's because of what you just said, right? Yeah, she's not going
to
say anything.
Exactly, that's what I was
trying
to say.
You know how many things that happen to me when I'm out in the street and certain dudes have said something, threw bottles at me and my friends or something like that? You think I went home and told my father or anybody? Like, there's going to be certain things that's going to happen and she's not going to tell you. She's
exactly.
not going to tell her mother. She has to, it's going to be something that she may have to handle on her own. Sometimes, not all the time. If it's an extreme thing, that's different. But there's going to be some things that's going to happen that she's going to have to handle on her own. And she's not going to always come and tell you about it.
Okay.
And like I
say,
no guys are going to look. Let me tell you something.
Hot.
You could wear sweatpants. You know how many times I've worn sweatpants, baggy pants, baggy shirts, jeans, and dudes still look. It don't matter.
I get it.
It don't
I
matter.
I get it.
You can
it.
Look like a bum, and dudes are still going to look. Somebody's going to look. That's
I
just the way
it
is.
Nicole, get your ass back on the phone, on the show.
So therefore, you're screwed. Just accept it for what it is.
Listen,
at the end of the day, you got listen. You need to really have to talk with her on her level. Like you can't. I mean,
I
you're going to be dead. Yeah. Dude, if
like,
you were
think,
my
I
dad
think...
and you spoke to me like that, I'd be like, I wouldn't tell you anything. Honestly.
That, yeah, exactly.
Why?
I'm sorry. Because,
why?
Because your
why?
Crazy
you know
ass, because see, your ass is crazy and you would go to jail over some crazy shit protecting her.
And,
which, you know what?
Right.
I'm not in, listen, I'm a parent. Trust me, everybody fuck with either one of my boys, it's a wrap. I don't care.
But first
but if
of
I'm
all,
going up, It's going to be for something good.
Listen, I ain't never grabbed no girl's ass when I was in school.
You didn't.
I just did it. No, I didn't do that.
How many of your boys did, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen it before. That, shit like that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, so.
Certain things that you just shouldn't be doing.
And again,
right.
Now that you have a daughter and she's a teenager, bruh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a big
listen,
I think she
would still tell me what the hell is going on because she knows
tell you everything.
At the end of the no, I don't know. I told her, I don't expect you to tell me everything. I do not expect you to tell me everything, but there is certain things that you know, I just would like to know. I just want to make sure you're okay. That's my main thing. That is my priority. You're my number one priority, and that is making sure that you're okay. That's why I always ask, are you okay? Is everything fine? Is that, I want to make sure you're okay. I can't.
But she can tell you, yeah, everything is fine,
everything,
and then not
yeah.
be okay.
Oh, well, she did that to me today. And I told her, like, yo, I'm your father. Like, I can tell you what time you're going to go take a piss. I watch you. I said, yo, don't tell me that you're not okay. Just tell me. Something, yeah, something's irking me, but I don't feel like talking about it. I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to sit there and tell me, like, oh, everything, actually, everything is okay. And you said, yeah.
No,
nope.
No, she's
going
to say to you, I'm
going to
tell you right now. She's going to say, why do you keep asking me that, Dad? I told you I'm all right. Why do you keep asking
yeah,
me that?
Mm-hmm.
What,
did that
what you going to say then?
She did that before.
And
then she turned around
and what you do?
Me later. And I just said, you know what I told her? I said, listen, you can't shit the shitter. And left it at that. So later on, she came back to me and said, well, yeah, I did have a problem because something that you said earlier, Jamal, da 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 da. I was like, well, man, I told you, if you have any issues, talk to me. I'm not a monster. You can talk to me about whatever. But the whole thing is this. What will go transpire between me and your mother is none of your business. Then you shouldn't be in the middle of it.
Yeah,
so
but unfortunately,
yeah, that's a different situation.
For the longest. Come on. She's
yeah,
been dragged
yeah,
in the middle of this for the longest.
And that's a different situation.
Yeah,
we're talking about when you come
back,
to the situation with the boys and
when you come to the situation
when it comes to guys and stuff like that, sometimes it's things that she's not gonna come to you and tell you.
All right. And you're absolutely right.
And if you keep
but you know
and,
what?
I'll turn on the TV
and see some kid who raped some girl behind a dumpster. And his father writes a letter to the judge and says, oh, jail's going to ruin him. And he says, all right, well, I'll just give him 6 months. Shit like that? No, kid. Like, I'm going to cut your balls off. You can't sit there and listen. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something how the TG get down. Fuck Byron. Fuck Brother B right now. Let me tell you something. When it comes down to my daughter or a loved one, listen, you better run and run far if you fuck with them. I don't give a fuck. Fuck the law. Fuck the law. The law, listen, the law ain't going to bring a loved one back or undo what was done. That law, to me, laws were just made to protect the cowards. That's what laws is all about, is to protect the cowards. I don't give a fuck about the cowards. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, there's too much shit going on out here when it comes down to these kids, these little girls out here, and these little kids, 3 and 5 year olds, touching each other in the bathroom and at school and stuff like that, and nobody's saying anything. There is a serious problem. Like, listen, I have a talk or a semi-talk, whatever, with my daughter, but I let my daughter know I'm watching you. Don't think that one of the parents is not watching you. I study you. I've been studying you. So whatever you do outside of what I usually see you do, trust me, I'm going to call you on it. But even if I had a son, it's going to be hard to have the same conversation because it's like I know how boys are. They're going to run around and do what the hell they do. Look at the little boy who ran in the goddamn cage and got the monkey shot. He just said, fuck it, I'm doing what I want to do. I'm going to run up in the monkey cage. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wild. Little boys can be wild. So it's like, yo, I'll sit there and tell him, like, this is your penis, and then you do this, then you do that.
Some of these little girls can be wild, too. Don't get it twisted on these. Some of these, let me tell you something. The majority of the fights that you see now going on is these young ladies. Look at them chicks that jumped that girl at McDonald's, okay? And they were stomping that girl out. Girls used to fight, they're just pulling here and just scratching at each other. They were stomping the girl out like a bunch of fucking dudes. These young ladies are wild now.
Well, you can't call them young ladies if they're acting like animals.
Well, I would say other things, but, you know, I'm just trying to keep it nice. A lot of these young ladies, and it's sad that a lot of these young ladies of color, they are horrible now. These kids are horrible.
Oh, honey, they ain't the only ones. Ooh, you got to see the little white girls. Wow.
No, it's worse than because they're trying to mimic what they think we're about. That's why. Remember, they already trying to get the big lips, the big ass, and this, that, and the other. So now, oh, let's mimic what they do. Oh, they sit up, they talk about, Kushina and Kwakwana and all this other stuff. So why we don't just do what they do? That's the only reason why they get into flat.
That sounds like my post from earlier.
my thing is this. It's hard to give your kid the talk when there's the heavy influence of TV, and I also have to throw in, like, music. But especially TV, because on TV, it's like nowadays it's like no holds barred.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing against anybody, but you got dudes kissing, you got women kissing, you got kids kissing. Everybody's kissing. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's making love.
Everybody's kissing everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, yo, how do you sit there and tell your kid, hey, X, Y, and Z, and they turn around and they say, yeah, well, I can listen to mom or dad, but then I'm seeing this on TV and it seems more interesting. Because on TV, you know, they make everything seem so interesting. And
yeah, but
night.
You do know. But see, and now see, if that's the case, okay, you got to break TV down from day one for your child. If you do that, it's a little easier. And I'm not playing, seriously. If you can get that child at a young age to understand that television is just what it is, make-believe, that 90% of what you see on TV is just for entertainment purposes. If you can break that down to that child from day one, that child is fine.
Right.
It'll be a lot easier to not even control that child, but to talk to that child to get that child to see things better. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
when you sit there and have that talk with that child can actually sit there and talk with you a bit more comfortably.
Right.
Because the influence of TV, what's on TV, it's not influencing their world in the real sense, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, like these younger parents now that sit down and watch reality TV with their kids. Don't you think you should tell your kids that it's nothing more than make-believe?
Right.
So that's what reality TV is.
Yep. Well, you can't tell them that because you can't tell them that because some of these parents that are watching it actually think it's real themselves.
Right, they think it's real, exactly.
Well, damn,
if you
that's
don't,
a shame.
Yeah, that's why, you know, and they also are walking around trying to mimic the lifestyle. Like I said, look at all, if you look on, well,
I
don't know about anybody else, but
if
you look at your timeline, if you look on Instagram, everybody's trying to mimic the lifestyle of what they see on these shows.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and it's sad. Yeah. It's like, why?
My life is hard enough. I don't want to mimic anyone else.
Exactly. My life is crazy enough. I don't want to mimic what them crazy Negroes are doing on there.
I don't want to mimic what anyone's doing. Listen, TV is what it is. Entertainment. But again, you know, you got to be able to, this is part of being able to have that talk. And, you know, take advantage of certain situations. Like, I don't know what Marie's mother was or wasn't thinking, but when she got pregnant after Marie, she should have had this talk with her. You understand what I'm saying? And just had it. So, you know, she understands a bit more.
But
you know?
when you have a parent, she's like five or six.
Okay. I'm pretty sure she wants to know why mommy's belly was getting bigger.
I guess, but her mother doesn't tell her things that, you know, certain things directly as she should.
You know,
because
I mean, you can have this talk with the 5-year old. You can have a talk with the 5-year old, and it doesn't have to technically be as raunchy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you can break it down and literally use the birds and the bees. But my suggestion would be this: after that initial talk, have to follow that talk up every year.
Well, when you have a parent that is self-centered and all they're worried about or thinking about is themselves, How can you worry about having to talk with your child?
But then
yes,
you have
I don't know about
parents,
that.
But then you have other parents where they're
single,
or you got a dual parent household where they don't have the luxury of having the time to sit down and actually have the talk.
Right.
That's what's so sad. Like, if the single mother is working one or two jobs, and she may not have the patience at the moment to have that conversation, and I can understand that because it's like, you know, it's been a cooling day at work.
Well, I mean, if,
or whatever.
Okay,
you know,
but you know what?
Sometimes they slip through the cracks.
No,
yeah.
But see, I'm sorry, only child, single parent, I got to say that's one of the most important conversations my mother and I had. That was one of the most. Okay. You know, next to.
And then my thing is, if you can't do it yourself, I mean, I'm sure there's other family members. Like, get somebody else to talk to the child.
See, this is where that one drunk relative comes in handy. That one drunk relative. And you laugh. But on the real, that one drunk relative is the best person to have around. And I'm going to explain to why. Wait, but let me explain to you why that one drunk relative is the best.
No, it's not.
Because that one drunk relative, hey, listen, it's going to be me and Nick. That one drunk relative is not biting their tongue.
I don't drink in front of the kids. I'm a good influence.
Okay, I'm a bad influence. I will have me a Roman Coke call
it
a day. I don't care. I don't care.
The kids turn around
and
drink in front of you.
I know they will. Listen, they probably drink and smoke in front of you and won't care.
Yeah,
my point is
that
one relative is that only relative that's going to be a straight shooter. If you are that type of parent that's scared and can't do it for whatever reason, you need that drunk relative. Because
well,
that drunk relative.
I don't want a drunk relative hanging around my kids.
That's right. No, because you know what? A drunk tongue speaks a sober mind.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only time a drunk relative.
But then you have to explain to your child why this person's a drunk.
Well, that's all right. I could do that too. Listen.
Stay away from that. No.
If you're that parent that's scared, that's the only other option you have. Because clearly, if you're scared, chances are dad's scared. You don't want your mother giving her grandchild that talk if she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to. You want to avoid that talk. Trust me.
That is
so funny. I'm just saying. I'm just that's.
Well, I wasn't drunk, but I was at least the aunt that my nieces and them could come to if they needed to talk about certain things. Like I told them, you know, I always tell them, I said, y'all were my babies before I had babies. So, you know,
Like,
it was pretty,
I'm not gonna shut my kid down. Like I said, I just allow her. I may say certain things, but I allow her to come to me, and you know, and when she wants to talk and open up, like I'm here. I tell her anytime you want to talk, even though it's the only time she really gets to talk to me is when she sees me, because you know her mother doesn't want to let her call me. So the whole thing is. Yeah, well, that's been going on for the longest. But anyway,
that's
no story. But anyway,
I try to, you know, I tell her anytime you want to talk to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can call me anytime, and we can talk. Like, I'm not judging you. I'm keeping everything objective. But like, I may mess with you from time to time, and you know, say little weird stuff. Like, you know.
You gonna be hiding in the bushes. No, you gonna be hiding in the bushes when you go to the movie.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is just like I tell her, like, you know, I'm your father. And it's an honor to be your father. It's an honor to be your dad. And it's like I wanna do my job correctly. I wanna treat the gift that God gave me right. I wanna do the right thing. So if I may seem extra at times and it may seem like I'm trying to jump in your business, I'm not jumping in your business. I just need to know what's going on, because if something happens, I got to figure it out so I can fix it. I try to fix it. I can't fix everything, but I can try. I try and do something.
It's,
you know,
it's just that it's the society makes it hard for, you know, parents to have that influence. Like I said, when we were all growing up, we all know it wasn't no, like I said, nobody had cell phone, beeper, nobody had, well, beeper,
thank
everybody
God.
Had.
Thank God. Ooh, do you know how much
had cell
phone gotten into?
Nobody
Ooh,
had cell
phone. Too much
nobody had, you know, we didn't have computer, we didn't have all these social media, we didn't have all this exposure to things. And that's what makes it hard for parents to parent. I think that's what makes it hard for parents to parent.
No, I got to disagree with you.
Then you got ATF getting in the way.
Then you got that.
There you go.
With that,
there's
and
a real
all,
one.
And then even with in school, even at one time in school, the teacher was able not to really discipline you, but the teacher was able, well, you can say that kind of discipline, maybe not hands-on, but even the teacher was able to scold you or say something to you. Now, you can't say nothing to these kids because then, oh, it's corporal punishment. Oh, if you say this, if you do this, you can write 100 times. That's corporal punishment. I remember I was working in the after school, and the kids were being kind of crazy in the class. So I told them, I'm going to sit all of you guys down, and everybody's going to write at least 10 to 20 times, I will behave, or whatever. My manager came to me and was like, yo, you know that's considered corporal punishment. I said, what? I said, when the hell did that start happening? Because I know I remember in school, they used to make us write 50 times, 100 times, something like that.
Board.
I will not do this. I will
exactly
on the blackboard. Or in our book, oh, you can't chew gum, or you don't do this, or you do that.
Yep.
When the hell did that become corporal punishment? This is why their attention spans are no more than 2 seconds, because they don't have patience to do anything anymore.
It's not only
because you
that,
don't want
they,
them to write 100 times. Get out of here.
They're punks. This generation is really full of
absolutely.
The
and
punks.
They want everything right here. They don't want to wait for anything. Everything got to be right now. When I say, look, no. Where you getting that from? You got to wait.
Like, it's ridiculous.
But it's
you
just,
really
it's,
got You got to be on them.
Right. This society makes it hard for parents to parent now.
Well, you find ways around. I know I have. Get that.
Oh, yeah, you have to. You have to, because if you don't, and then that's the sad thing about it. If you don't parent them, then guess what? When they end up in the penal system or they end up, you know, out there on the street somewhere, then it's, oh, we have a society full of this, that, and the other. How did it start? How did it happen? Because y'all won't let us be parents to these kids. You won't let us parent.
And with that being said,
you won't let us parent. That's why.
I have to touch upon a topic with something that Mika had put up on Facebook today. And I really have to say, you know, I don't care whether you're white, black, Indian, or whatever, but I will say I'm really getting a little sick and tired of, and I have to say, it's certain types of white people. You got certain types of every color. Wanting to, thinking that they can say whatever they want to say, and it's okay. But soon as somebody black says something, then there's an issue. All right, Muhammad Ali, may he rest in peace, one of the icon. And I'm not even speaking on American terms. I'm just talking about to black people in general, who's done a lot for the civil rights movement. And just took a stand for what he believed in and who he was. God forgive me for my language, but who the fuck are you to come out of your face or put on social media about him being a draft dodger and hiding behind his religion because he didn't want to go 10,000 miles away to kill some people that didn't have nothing to do with what was going on with him in his own country?
Of course.
If you ask me, you're the fucking coward who would actually open up your mouth. You're the ignorant ass coward that would open up your mouth and even say something so disparaging about a man who actually stood up for what he believed in. Can't say that you would do the same. Because, see, my thing is this. I love it how people used to talk about when 9/11 happened and it was like, oh, I'm going to join the military, 9/11, oh, 9/11, 9/11. But then years later you find out 9/11 really wasn't what it was. But I don't hear nobody saying anything. I don't hear nobody saying much of anything. But yet you wanted to join the military just to go over there and kill some people or get revenge for who you thought or who you were told did something wrong or attacked your country. And it wasn't even them.
Nope, and the one person that they hung for it had nothing to do with it.
Yep,
nothing.
Exactly.
Like, and not to say that he was a saint, because we all know Sodom was a some piece of shit. There was no way around it, but he got hung for something that he didn't even do.
But
if
you know
country.
You, by them removing Saddam, they destabilized that region. He had everything on lock. Until
and
they
fucked it up.
Him. And exactly.
Greed is a motherfucking motherfucker.
That
was the only oxymoron, but the truth of the matter is, all that was fucking greed over oil that's
not
even yours.
Greed.
And the sad part is, we got
greed
enough natural
control.
Resources in this country where we should be freaking self-sufficient, and
we're
not.
Why
no, we're
I
not.
Use my stuff when I can use yours?
Exactly.
But you
why
know what?
Why should
but
I
you
use
know
my resources? Exactly.
Now, see, but here's the thing. If you took care of home, you would find a way to continue to renew these sources.
Oh, no,
if you
they don't
want to
take
home.
Care of home because we here.
No, because
we
you know
here.
What it is? Because they'll spend money instead of keeping money. Greed is a bitch.
Yeah.
Greed is a true bitch.
They don't want to spend. They don't want to help out here because we here. If it was all their people here, it would be all right, but we here.
And
the
immigrants people,
and,
they don't even
and the
have
Mexicans,
to like
all
this.
The Mexicans and the West Indians and the Puerto Ricans and this one and that. Oh no, there's too many of y'all here, so we can't. We don't want to do nothing.
Yeah, and without us, this country would not run.
So
well,
you can't tell them that.
Let it listen. Yeah, you can't tell them that.
You can't tell them that, honey.
I don't see why they're still advertising or like they're making money off these slaves. Like I'm tired of seeing different versions of Roots. I'm tired of
Me
seeing
too.
Different versions of the underground and all this other stuff because you know what? You keep regurgitating a story in which you're never going to apologize for.
Yeah.
You keep wanting to talk about slavery because it sells, but yet you're never going to apologize for the act and what you did. You went to
I
a
want
country.
Reparations.
Listen, please. I give you a pack
please.
Of fortune.
You'll be
balls.
Holding your breath.
You,
okay?
I know.
But you ain't getting that 40 in the mule. You might as well kiss that goodbye.
Right. Yeah, because once
I'm
they
sick
realize,
of the slave stuff too. I ain't watching that shit. Enough is enough. Can we show ourselves as king and queen instead of
seeing
ourselves as
yeah?
As
they
slave.
Do show. They do show us
that's
as
right.
king and queens, and that's when Ben Affleck and other people, you know, the other people, they just yeah, they
wow.
show us as king and queens. But
you
Ben Affleck,
the role
Ben
of the
Affleck
black man
and
Megan,
yeah, Megan Good and all them people, they gotta play the kings and queens. We can't play our own people.
No, you're right. Absolutely,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because seriously,
and
yet
we
Taylor as
Cleo,
well, in the next version of Roots, I think they're going to put Ben Affleck or something like that. He's going to be Kunta.
Nice. I don't know why we can't use Gary Owen. That's my question. Why can't we use Gary?
Right? No,
Gary's actually black. That's right. I forgot about that.
Exactly.
Gary's
exactly.
Black.
They ain't gonna have that.
You can't have a brother
but
in the movie.
I'm just tired. Like, you can't sit there and be mad at somebody. Like, you want to talk about this is the home of the free and land of the brave and all this and that, but yet you want to chastise someone for expressing themselves? So it's all right for you to express yourself, but it's not all right for me. Listen, once again, Everybody want to make these insulting-ass comments about Muhammad Ali, but he's dead. He passed. You know what I'm saying? White people, to me, didn't start liking Muhammad Ali until he wasn't able to talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing
is, sorry for him.
Yeah, but my
they didn't feel sorry.
They just wanted
the educated black dude to shut up. That's all it was.
Exactly, because you know what?
They're still mad because didn't he beat up Joe Louis or somebody?
Who he beat up? Somebody white.
Who he beat up that was white?
Geez,
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't him, but okay. They still mad. Somebody black beat up Joe Louis. So.
Well, I tell you this much, and all of this is derived, and I'll tell you, what happened was, really fast, little quick background, I posted something earlier in regards to the Black Miss America. Mm-hmm. I mean, USA, whatever the hell it is.
Whatever pageant it is.
All the white people, well, no, I can't say that. Let me rephrase. All the racist people, all the racists, because racism is everybody's shit these days. Anyway, all the racists came out and was complaining about how, she doesn't even look American. She's ugly. She would not have been my choice. And, would they say something to the effect of it was just given to her because of the color of her skin, you know? And what they fail to realize is, one, this woman, young chick, she's a reservist. Okay? She's a reservist. And, you know, she's pretty much, you know, she just turned out to be the better candidate. So she won.
She had a fucking brain.
Yeah. So you're mad at her. Yeah. So you're mad at her, A, because she has a brain and, you know, she can think and everything.
She's
actually part of the
brain.
And not only that, and she's in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's actually prettier than half them bras that was up there.
Exactly. What was
there initially a problem?
Yes, they're not going by beauty anymore. They say, I see they're not picking up a beauty anymore.
No, because...
So what's beautiful then?
Black is not beautiful.
Oh, okay. Now, Brother B, here's my post. You sit there and you talk about, you know, the color of my skin and everything, but yet and still, you know, you try to dress like me, you try to act like me, you want to be me, but you hate me.
Mm-hmm.
No. Get out of here. You're sad and pathetic. Go away.
So that's what prompted this thing with Ali. The problem to me is the fact that we have actually given away our position. Remember, we had a conversation a while ago. You got people that's doing hip hop and break dancing, and they think they do it better than us. So it's like they own us with it. So they're like, well, no, you can't be beautiful because we know how to do beautiful. You can't be this because we do it better than you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is why
I'm so disgusted that Trump even has a platform to stand on. But then again, I'm kind of glad that it's out there.
All the racists have finally come out.
All
the
races, all the undercover racists are coming out. That's why.
Exactly. Somebody turned on the light, and now all the roaches are coming out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's all you are. You're just nothing but a bunch of roaches.
Roaches.
And the whole thing is if we don't do something about it to contain this issue, like, God forbid, if Trump wins, he can possibly be responsible for the type of race war that we don't need.
We're going to be purging.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I'll be like, what was that movie? What's his name? Christopher Walken's, when he had the vision of what would happen.
This show used to come on with some Anthony Michael Hall. Oh my God, what the hell's the name?
You know what I'm talking about.
Dead Zone.
It'll be some old Dead Zone stuff. You seen what happened now? That's why he had that dude killed his stuff, because he knew what it was, what that dude was up to. That's what this reminds me of.
Nah, this shit reminds me of the Purge, because it's going to be a race war. He keeps talking the shit he talking. Everybody going to be out there with bats and stuff just ready.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what my problem is? One of my other problems is the fact that he can actually come on TV and say that, oh, he's a Mexican judge. He couldn't possibly, say anything right about me or judge me. And it's like, well, wait a minute. What does him being Mexican have to do with anything?
Because he's a racist bastard, and that's what he wants.
And the crazy part is, and this is what's killing me, though. Not for nothing, I can honestly say 75% of his party doesn't even want him there.
Exactly.
But yet and still, because he's bringing in such a majority of voters, they can't exactly not put him in the running. That is the problem.
And that's the scary part.
Now, here's one funny, though. Freaking George Bush Sr.'s wife, Barbara, said she'd vote for Hillary before she voted for Trump. And she's a Republican wife.
I wouldn't blame her. Because you know what? Trump is okaying racism. He's okaying being biased. He's okaying violence. He's okaying
it. They don't want no parts of it. You understand?
They don't want no parts of it, but there's a lot of people in this country that do.
Oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's the sad part.
But it's crazy that's the one political party that you would think everybody would be on board, and the majority of them aren't. It's just crazy to me.
He's ruined the Republican Party. He's ruined it.
Well, yes, he has, but again, you know, we're going to see what happens, because this is...
They're stomping here
in Jersey. So
I don't know what's going to happen, but I tell you what we won't see.
A fucking woman as president, because the Klansmen voted for a black man than to vote for a woman. Okay? So Hillary ain't going to win. I tell you that.
A man is not going to win.
She has to win because we can't have no Trump as
a
president.
I want her to win, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't.
I pray it happens, because Trump would be a very bad look. Like, I can see us having to build shelters underground because of Trump. Like, I can see us having to dig holes, because he's going to get us destroyed. He's not only probably going to cause some type of internal conflict, but then you'll have other countries looking at us as all right, America's weak. Because they have a clown in office. Ain't nothing happened in the past 8 years.
That's right.
Ain't nothing happened.
Oh, I'm not so listen.
They don't have us looking like Krusty the Clown. he don't even get home with the clown.
But you know what's real? One day, it's just funny with some of the stuff people put on Facebook. You know how they have these so-called ISIS members getting ready to behead people and stuff like that? Somebody put up there, I wonder where they get all the orange jumpsuits from.
Eh.
Yo.
What?
I'm like,
They're getting it from Guantanamo Bay.
Wow. So I'm like, yo, like, it's right in your face, and nobody's saying anything. Like, dude, this stuff, a lot of this stuff really ain't happening.
They're going to Guantanamo Bay and getting them.
All right, so the ICE, you trying to tell me the ISIS people are getting people from Guantanamo, but, yo, they got clean-ass orange suits. Where they get these orange suits from?
Lord have mercy.
In these ISIS camps, they got all these. Listen, if you look at it, they got these little neat uniforms of garb that they put on. Everything is all nice and clean. I'm like, really?
Yep.
Al Qaeda, them cats was running around in like t-shirts and bedclothes. They was running around in that. How these so called ISIS camps? They got everything matching.
Because somebody funding them. Because somebody hooking them up. Somebody hooking them up with all that.
How you gonna be a terrorist group looking like a rock band? They all like everything got uniforms. They got clothes like they looking too neat. Like, do you really think this propaganda? Come on, it's propaganda. But nobody's really seeing it for what it is. But I pray Hillary wins. She has to. She's gonna be the person that she can stop a lot of madness.
Yeah, definitely. My whole thought, we don't need no Trump
wins,
not at all.
Trump wins,
he using his own money, so he figured, I got my own man, I'll say what the hell I want to do what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, running a country ain't like running a hotel chain or whatever.
Well,
so
you're right.
You can't go sit down or a foreign dignitary wants to meet with you, and you're like, hell no, I don't want to meet with him, he stinks. You can't say stuff like that.
He stinks. But he will.
So you go here.
But
like,
he will say it.
He will say it, and he'll offend somebody, and then he's going to mess up all relations.
Yep, and then it's going to be World War III.
Exactly. And it's like you got people of all types of ethnicities that live in this country, and you're really going to start dissing? Like, you're really going to start calling out Mexicans? Like, whether they undocumented or not, Mexicans come over here and put in work. They're here to live.
That's
the dream. So what the hell?
That's right.
What the hell?
They should
do. Why are you talking to them? But
the Mexicans don't be playing.
Cool,
and the ones that work for him can't stand his ass. Ooh, they can't stand him.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But they're dealing with it to keep a job.
Yeah, that's the only reason why. But believe me when I tell you, if you read some of the shit, you'd be like, we need
that's
to start posting the shit. I put it to
they
you like
gonna,
that.
They're going to get together and they're going to get them. They're going to be talking, and he's going to be like, El Mucho, what are you saying, old? He lucky.
That's
he
what
he's going to
say.
He's going to
be trying to identify with him. He's going to be like, Don Julio, what are you saying, old?
Yeah, I can't, man.
That's just as bad as, what's his name that was trying to speak Spanish when we had Sandy?
Who?
Well, Bloomberg was trying to speak Spanish when they had, with Sandy, you know, when he was saying all the stuff about what they was doing and the shelter, you know, where the shelters was.
Oh,
now,
his Spanish
he had to say it in Spanish, so I said, what are you going to say? El Sandio Hurricano. Come on to Downstero.
Really? Oh, my goodness. That's bull. That's some
but
bull.
But that's how he sounded.
Oh, this
that's
is true.
They,
this is
that's
very
how
true.
They be sounding when they think they trying to speak that El Jalapeno. Oh, God.
Yo,
El Sando.
It's just really... Then you wonder why I say stuff to my daughter like, please keep daddy out of jail. Because it's a lot of crazy stuff going on out here. It's
yeah, but unfortunately, listen, at the end of the day, there's but so much control you can have over this,
right,
this crazy
yeah.
thing we call
right.
life.
You're absolutely
so.
Right. Because, you know, when I heard about this white boy only getting 6 months for rape, but
yeah,
wait
that
a
was
minute.
A slap in the
you
face.
You screaming about a goddamn silverback gorilla, but you ain't screaming about him?
Right.
Are you serious? You're talking about justice for a gorilla, but yet this dude raped the girl.
Because
they
killed the gorilla to save a black child, that's why.
And they,
exactly.
This is true.
Exactly.
Too. Oh, please. I knew that.
Yeah,
had to back someone else.
You're trying to say that's more important than this
girl being
raped.
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
So what was the problem with Bill Cosby then?
Because there wasn't enough evidence that
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby ain't thinking about no dumpster.
He was also trying to buy NBC and Disney.
Right.
That was every time. Absolutely was.
Every time somebody of color is trying to do something.
Yeah, they're trying
know,
to do something. It's always an issue
the
or a problem. So guess what? Just like you said.
The boy raped a girl behind a dumpster and only got 6 months because jail would significantly change him.
Was the girl black?
Really?
Right.
Oh, I said was the girl black that he raped?
Oh, I don't know.
But it doesn't matter.
I was giving why I said that is to be kind of sarcastic, because you know that's how they'll think. Well, the girl was black.
Exactly.
We only going to give her 6 months, but if
true.
She was a white girl, we gonna put him in jail forever. He's gonna be there for 9,000 years. Have him beating up rocks in the hallway somewhere.
I've heard people talk about rape so far this year, and what Bill Cosby has done, and what other people have done. You're trying to tell me this college boy who had this girl behind a dumpster, not in a hotel room, not in a dorm room, not somewhere, you know, behind a dumpster. That goes to show you he didn't give a F. He didn't care. He's raping a girl behind a dumpster, and you're going to give him 6 months? This is what we're living in now.
This is what we're living in, yeah.
All right, so
listen.
So you know what? And you know what? If her father, if she has a father, a parent, a brother, or whoever, turned around and kicked that boy's ass and raped him, then let's see what kind of uproar would it be then?
There ain't going to be no uproar. You probably never going to hear about it.
They would do time.
Yeah,
no, you probably
time,
never
right?
going to hear about it.
They will do time for touching him. That's how fucked up the law is.
Yep.
For real.
Or like I said, you may not hear about it at all. That'd be some old backdoor stuff. Yeah, he whipped his ass. We ain't gonna tell him nothing.
Listen, things are just really becoming a little bit too.
But you know what, Brother B? I think like I told my son the other day. Society now is trying to put everyone into a panic about everything, from race to food to clothing to just society. Everything is a panic now. Everything is about a race thing now. Everything is, and it's, I think because of social media, this is why it's like that.
It's too much exposure.
Thank you.
Too much exposure.
I'm glad you said that. It's too much exposure to things now. It's too much. So now every little thing that happens now, I could get a scratch on my finger. Oh, she got a scratch on her finger. It was bleeding out. Oh, did she bleed on somebody? Oh, my God, what kind of blood did she have coming out of? You know, it's like everything is blown out of proportion now.
Yeah,
from,
see,
like
you're
I said,
afraid
from
to, the afraid to. You're afraid to get bit by a mosquito.
Right. My son was telling me the other day that he seen something on Facebook about, they were saying that there's, who was it he said, that milk, cow milk has pus in it, and that's why when you get bumps on your face, the pus comes out, and that's milk. And that's the point.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But it was also, I said, let me explain something to you. I explained to him just what I just said. I said, it's all about money. They are trying to get money out of anything that they can now. I had to explain to him, just look at the thing with the baby powder and Johnson & Johnson and the showers, you know, the shower powder. I said, I've used powder on you guys. Your cousin, your grandmother, she used powder on us. I said, half my family members have used Johnson & Johnson powder for years. And thank God nobody has had any ovarian cancer. None. I said, now all of a sudden, one lady
gets ovarian cancer because she used Johnson & Johnson powder. Now, all of a sudden, all these people want to come out the woodwork talking about, oh, my God, I got cancer because of the Johnson & Johnson powder. I said, it's bullshit. I said, all it's about is money. It's BS.
Well, don't eat a cheeseburger, then you might become a cow.
That's what I told him. I said, look at how many times they talk, oh, mad cow disease. I said, did that stop these Negroes from going to McDonald's? No.
Nope. He's just gonna be angry. But yo, we got a minute left. Close. Anybody want to take us out on a closing statement?
I say have it early and often.
Okay.
Have it early and often.
Cool.
To
Nicole?
Talk about the talk, not about the
talk.
Yeah,
just talk. Talk to as early as you possibly can. Just get it out there and just talk to her as much as you can.
If she need any other
advice, like I said, you know where to find me and the rest of us. You know who to go to.
Yeah, leave her with me for a day.
Yeah. It's funny. I guess my end note is stop being a coward. Pull your bra up.
Yes.
Draw your business. So on that note, Big Red, Mika, Nicole, a.k.a. The Agenda. Nice.
Yes.
We'll try and do something fun next week. Peace,
y'all.
We'll
figure something out.
All right.
Peace. Later, guys.
Later.
All right.
You're the one in the can.